evening news. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. City Drive.
It's given beat City 5.
The president of Zambia, Master Prosper Party, Kelvin Walia, has described the sanitation and the infrastructure crisis at the University of Zambia as a national concern following the death of a second-year student, Emmanuel Walia, calling it a tragic loss linked to preventable institutional failures. Former Patriotic Front aspiring candidate for Kabata constituency Clement Tembo has joined the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, citing President Hagainde Hichilema's development record as the driving force behind his decision. And in international news, a Russian military plane has crashed in the occupied Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea, killing 29 people on board, the Russian Defense Ministry has said.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The former Patriotic Front aspiring candidate for Kawata constituency, Clement Tembo, has joined the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, citing President Hagainde Hichilema's development record as the driving force behind his decision. Tembo says the wind of change in terms of national development under President Hichilema has inspired his defection to the ruling party, pledging to support his developmental agenda and strengthen the UPND. Meanwhile, UPND Lusaka Province Chairperson Ovias Mwaliteta has described the ruling party as the most democratic platform for citizens. Mwaliteta has further called on remaining PF members to consider joining the ruling party, stating that the UPND remains open to all who wish to be part of its development agenda. Meanwhile, UPND National Chairperson Collins Maoma has praised President Hagainde Hichilema for fostering peace and unity in Zambia, stating that the country has moved away from the divisive tribal politics.
977 News.
In other news, the president of the Zambia Master Prosper Party, Kelvin Walia, has described the sanitation and infrastructure crisis at the University of Zambia as a national concern following the death of the second-year student Emmanuel Walia, calling it a tragic loss linked to preventable institutional failures. In a statement, Fube has emphasized that no student should lose their life due to poor sanitation and inadequate infrastructure. And while acknowledging directives issued by the President Hagainde Hichilema and involvement of the Zambia National Service, Fube has criticized the response as delayed and reactive, urging a more proactive governance approach. Drawing from his experience as a former student at UNSA, he has noted that increased student enrollment has not been matched with corresponding infrastructure development, resulting in strained sanitation systems, inadequate accommodation and water supply challenges. He has also raised concern over incomplete student housing projects and questioned governing priorities, particularly in light of increased funding through the Constituency Development Fund. Fube has since called for long-term solutions, including investment in modern infrastructure, expansion of student housing and alignment of enrollment with institutional capacity ahead of the 2026 general elections.
977 News.
In other news, governance and development advocates Godaza has commended President Hagainde Hichilema and the Presidential Delivery Unit for swift implementation of national programs. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga has observed that the unit's commitment to monitoring targets and resolving obstacles is producing feasible results across communities. Mlenga says that citizens are experiencing tangible progress, including upgraded roads, resourced schools, delivered health supplies, and completed constituency development fund projects. He has underlined that discipline and efficiency are essential for sustaining Zambia's development agenda.
977 News.
In more news, the consortium of the civil society organizations for good governance and constitutionalism has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for directing the Zambia Police Service and other law enforcement agencies to desist from effecting arrests before investigations are concluded. Consortium Vice Chairperson and APAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma said this directive is consistent with the principles of justice, rule of law and due process and reflects the values the President has long stood for. He says despite these clear instructions, law enforcement agencies continue to disregard them, raising concern about possible undue influence or external command structures dictating detentions. Ngoma added that such disregard risks reducing presidential directives to mere rhetoric, thereby undermining public confidence in both the presidency and law enforcement institutions. He further observed that the office of the Registrar of Societies appears increasingly used as a tool to weaken political parties ahead of the 2026 general elections, which undermines democratic governance. Ngoma stressed that public officers must uphold the Constitution, act impartially, and avoid decisions that may be perceived as politically motivated, especially in an election year. He emphasized that President Hichilema must take concrete action to reinforce his directives, restore public confidence in state institutions, and guarantee a truly democratic electoral process. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, the business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, government has reported major progress in facilitating seed exports to Europe following a strong performance in the maize seed sector. Speaking at the ZAM Seed Partnership Field Day in Chisamba District, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mtolo says the results show that quality seed is not just an input, but a key driver in achieving government agricultural targets. Mtolo says Zambia aims to produce 10 million metric tons of maize and 1 million metric tons each of soybean and wheat annually by 2031. And in 2025, the country produced 178,000 metric tons of maize seed, with over 88,000 metric tons exported, up from 52,000 metric tons in 2024. Coming up right next, international news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, a Russian military plane has crashed in the occupied Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea, killing 29 people on board, the Russian Defense Ministry has said. Wreckage of the AN-26 aircraft was found on Tuesday after the plane lost contact with authorities during a routine flight, according to the ministry. It blamed a technical failure and reported no external damage to the aircraft, implying that missiles, drones or birds are not suspected of causing the crash. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have declared Wednesday a public holiday after the national football team qualified for their first World Cup in 52 years. The Leopards reached the finals on Tuesday when Exel Tuanzebe's extra time goal gave them a 1-0 win over Jamaica in the playoff. DR Congo's Ministry of Labor and Employment say that as a result of the historic victory, the nation could have the day off to work to celebrate in unity, favor, and national pride. The Central African nation has only played in the World Cup once before, in 1974, when the country was named Zaire. Tuesday's match was an intense affair, with former Manchester United player Tuanzebe only breaking the deadlock in the 100th minute. On Tuesday, elated football fans celebrated into the night in the capital, Kinshasa. One supporter told the BBC, "Whatever we may be feeling at the moment, amidst the pain and war and occupation, this victory makes us proud. I feel so emotional and happy." DR Congo has been battered by decades of conflict. The fighting escalated early last year when the M23 rebel group captured swaths of territory on the country's east. In more football. Africa will make history at the 2026 FIFA World Cup, with a record 10 nations securing direct qualification for the expanded global tournament, a major milestone for the continent's football growth. The unprecedented representation comes as the tournament expands its format, allowing more teams from around the world to compete on football's biggest stage. Among those qualified are continental heavyweights Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt and Algeria, alongside strong contenders such as Senegal, Ivory Coast and Ghana. Emerging teams have also